Can we have a promise from Jesus that doesn't work for us? Can Jesus tell what we are to do and then we can't do it? That's the situation we find in today's reading. In Luke chapter 9, we are filled with faith and expectation from the very first verses, and then just 40 verses later, we are overcome with failure in what we were told to do. Jesus, you promised, and now I can't. Jesus, I don't understand. Let's read so we see how both confusing and revelatory this is for us today. This is Luke 9, 1 through 2. He called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all the demons and to heal diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to perform healing. Sent out by Jesus and given power and authority over all the demons, that's an exciting day. Then it all goes south. What Jesus tells them to do, commissions and equips them, it doesn't happen. Listen to verses 38 through 40. A man from the crowd shouted, saying, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, for he is my only boy," and his spirit seizes him, and he suddenly screams, and it throws him into convulsions with foaming at the mouth, and only with difficulty does it leave him, mauling him as it leaves. "I begged your disciples to cast it out, and they could not." Boy, verse 40 appears like an explosion. "I begged your disciples to cast it out, and they could not." What? In verse 1, Jesus gives them authority over all the demons. And by verse 40, they cannot get rid of just one? What went wrong? In order to understand what happened, we have to understand what discipleship is all about. It's hard to isolate the Luke 9 failure without adding a discipleship journey of seeing the demonic world crushed by the kingdom of God. So let me give you the 30,000-foot view of discipleship. Here are the three levels of discipleship. Watch me as I do it. Number 2, I help you as we do it. Number 3, I watch you as you do it. Here are examples of each of them. Number 1, watch me as I do it. Soon afterwards, he began going around from one city and village to another, proclaiming and preaching the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and sicknesses. Mary, who was called Magdalene, with whom 7 demons had gone out. That's Luke 8, 1 through 2. See, in Luke 9, Jesus commissions the 12 to do what he has already been doing and what they have seen him doing. Watch me as I do it. He doesn't just tell them something, he shows them something. Notice the important phrase, the 12 were with him, in that Luke 8 passage. Discipleship is more presence than information. Discipleship is more with him than heard him. We think discipleship is to sit in a classroom or a Bible study or a seminary and get information. Discipleship calls for a bodily presence from the discipler and not just them giving information. Discipleship is leading by example. It's not telling people to do what you yourself have not and will not do. Jesus tells them to preach the kingdom and to cast out demons, and he models it for them. Watch me as I do it. Here's the second one. I help you as we do it. Luke 9 is so important on the discipleship journey. Where the disciples fumble the ball on this, Jesus picks it up and delivers the boy. But more is happening. This is the tweaking stage. Luke 9 is the humility moment for them to realize, I'm called, but I can't get too far away from my teacher. These are teaching moments. Something both strange and familiar happens after the fumble. What they do next when they can't cast it out is a learning moment for all. They get critical of others instead of examining themselves. A few verses later, after their failure, they see others casting out demons with success, and the 12 don't like that. Jesus is about to help them. Here we see two crazy verses thrown into the narrative, but these verses are so important to their discipleship. This is Luke 9, 49 through 50. John answered and said, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we try to prevent them because he does not follow along with us." But Jesus said, "Do not hinder him, for he who is not against you is for you." You see, these other guys are successful, but the disciples were not. Therefore, their thinking goes, let's prevent him. Let's get critical of their success because that's supposed to be us. This is an ego deal, a pride moment. We're much closer to Jesus than they are, so why do they get to cast out demons? That's so ridiculous. Jesus is teaching them two things. He is helping them as they do it together. First, we must celebrate kingdom success in others and stop criticizing because they don't follow along with our certain group. And second, we must question ourselves and not others when we face failure, something the disciples don't do here. They look and get angry with others getting the job done. Jesus needs to help them. And finally, I watch you as you do it, and I celebrate with you. We're moving into tomorrow's reading, but let's look at Luke 10 for just a second. This is Luke 10, 17 through 21. The 70 return with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Behold, I've given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven." At that very time, he rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit. Jesus is so joyful that his disciples are getting it. It says that he rejoiced greatly. The word actually means that he jumped up and gushed out with excitement. I believe that Jesus still gets happy when we do what we were intended to do for him. Don't isolate a failing moment on your journey. These are just parts of the journey, not the whole. As Abraham Lincoln said, "My great concern is not whether you have failed, but whether you are content with your failure." Always remember, failure isn't final until you quit. Luke 9 is real and real failure, but it's not final. It's just part of your discipleship journey.